6.
Six Music from 2 a.m. Introducing Mixtape with Tom Robinson. At midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Paul Smith in for Guy Garvey.
Thank you.
What a way to start a show. This is Guy Garvey's Finest Hour, but I'm not Guy Garvey. I'm Paul Smith, the lead vocalist with Maximo Park, amongst other things that nobody knows anything about, so we'll just say Maximo Park. We've just heard the Penguin Cafe Orchestra and Penguin Cafe single, and we've heard Massive Attack's Unfinished Sympathy, not Symphony. But you would be right in thinking that it was symphonic, and you would also be right in thinking that the Penguin Cafe Orchestra were orchestral. These particular songs have been chosen because the theme of this week's show is the orchestra. And that could be very tenuous, as you're about to hear, amongst the other selections that will come in this show. Or it can be full on. That just sounds pretty classical to me. The reason for this is that BBC Six has joined forces with BBC Radio 3 to present the inaugural Six Music Prom. And you can listen to the whole of that live from the Royal Albert Hall with Steve Lamacq and Radio 3's Tom Service tomorrow night from 9 o'clock. And you'll be able to hear the Stranglers and Laura Marling and Keris Matthews, Radio 6's very own Keris Matthews. And the London Symphonietta will be accompanying those artists. So basically, today is all about something with a string in, a horn in, or a tenuous link. So moving on from there, I think it's time to go into Vine Street by Van Dyke Parks.
I wonder where the others are. I sold a guitar today. I never could play much anyway. The song she liked best to have us play. On Vine Street, Vine Street, the crack of the back beat on Vine Street, swinging along on the wings of a song, and a lion secure, self-righteous and sure, why we'd things to say that the people would pay to hear us play. On the street,
That was the Beach Boys, and who else could it be with those beautiful heavenly harmonies? You've just heard three songs in a row, which doesn't usually happen on this programme, but we're here to break rules this week because Guy's not here, and hopefully I won't be on the naughty step next time our paths cross. But three very short songs, starting off with Van Dyke Parks and Vine Street, a song written by Randy Newman, whose first album is also full of orchestral arrangements around his amazing little quirky ditties. And Van Dyke Parks was a very close collaborator on Smile, the record that he made with the Beach Boys, from which Our Prayer and G were both taken there. I think G in the kind of American G, folks, G, that's great kind of sense. And that's entirely up to Brian Wilson if he wants to do that. Amongst other things on that album are songs where I think Paul McCartney's rubbing some vegetables together and all sorts of things like that. And Van Dyke Parks was the lyricist on that record, but he's most famously known for arranging songs and for his own album Song Cycle, which Vine Street, which you heard, was taken from. And he's managed to find his way onto many different records in my collection, and it's kind of a marker of quality, if you ask me. There's Joanna Newsom's Ease or Wise record. I never know how to pronounce that because it's just Y and an S next to each other. And there's lots of very long arrangements on that record, very labyrinthine, really interesting arrangements. And he also worked with Rufus Wainwright on his first album, which I still think is his best album, just because it sort of suits my chamber pop tastes. It would be easy now to segue into something off Rufus Wainwright's first album, but we've had a lot of strings already, listeners. We've already had lots of sweeping arrangements in such a short space of time that I wanted to try and move into the territory of horns. And if you listen in the middle of this next Rufus Wainwright song, you will hear the clarion call of a French horn. And this is one of my favourite, possibly my favourite Rufus Wainwright song. This is The Art Teacher.
There I was in uniform, looking at the art teacher. I was just a girl there. Never have I loved since then. He was not that much older than I was. He had taken a class to the Metropolitan Museum. He asked us what our favorite work of art was. Never could I tell him it was him. Oh, I wish I could tell him. Oh, I wish I could have told. Thank you.
What is it about electronic music that moves you? For me, it's the bleeps and the breaks. It almost certainly comes down to the 808 and the drum beat and that heartbeat running through a track.
This is Nimone.
I think when I first heard electronic music, I was just so excited that there was a sound around like that. I went looking for more. My choice of going to live in Manchester was largely around a lot of the music that came out of there. And, you know, 90% of that would have been electronic. I just felt like it was time for a show to pull together all the different strands of electronica that you hear on Six Music.
Nimone's Electric. Ladyland.
2 hours dedicated to classic and cutting-edge electronic music. From house to drum and bass, from hip-hop to more ambient sounds. Available now at the Six Music website.
Wowzers. That's the raw vocal of Bobby Blue Bland with Who Will the Next Fool Be? And I'm always a fan of anybody who manages to squeeze a little extra name into their name, a little nickname, Bobby Blue Bland, and it couldn't be more accurate in terms of his vocal range. He's the king of the blues to me. I suppose lots of other people get that title, but when I first heard Bobby Bland's voice, I was just mesmerised and emotionally affected, and on that particular song you can hear him roared along by the horn section, and I think that's one of the things that we'll be celebrating tonight, the art of the arranger, somebody who can add something to a song. And you know, you hear a lot of strings on things that are just there copying what a guitar's doing or a piano, and they're just there to pad things out, but hopefully the things that you'll hear tonight will have a rich arrangement where there's counterpoints to each other. Bobby Blue Bland died recently, and I kind of affected by that, as you are when you hear of famous people that you respect passing away. And I watched a documentary on him once, which I think gives me even more kind of not insight into his life. Obviously, I don't know Bobby Blue Bland, but you get a bit of backstory, and you feel like, you know, the guy lived a fairly hard living life, and he had an amazing thing where he turned his face to one side, and what he was doing was kind of cutting off his air supply in his throat. And so when you hear the throaty kind of crazy roar that he does in it in many of his signature tunes, it's him turning his head to the side and kind of trying to get this strange rattle out. So there you go, that's Bobby Blue Bland. Moving back into strings territory, I was recently very honoured and glad to be involved in a thing called the Festival of the North East up in the northeast of England, where I live. And I managed to do a collaboration with my friend Peter Brewis, who's in a band called Field Music from Sunderland, who were, I'm glad to say, nominated for the Mercury Music Prize recently. And we did a thing called Frozen by Sight, where we were arranging sort of travel descriptive writing that I'd done to music, and that both me and Peter had come up with, and he had arranged it for a string quartet. So I've seen up close how good Field Music are in terms of arrangements, and how good Peter Brewis can be. And I'll let you into a little secret now. This next song, which is called C'est Soir by Field Music, is my alarm on my phone. So every morning, if you want to know what wakes me up, it's this.
Yes, it's what I'm
That was Jim O'Rourke with Something Big from his Eureka album, which features lots of elaborate arrangements. He also does Women of the World Takeover by Ivor Cutler on that record, and he's a very interesting musical character. I believe he lives in Tokyo at the moment, and he's managed to get into so many different genres during his career, and I once saw him, in fact, doing some experimental music in Japan when I was there on holiday. And he was in a band called Gastro del Sol as well, with one of my favourite guitarists, David Grubbs. And so he's come out of a kind of a different background in terms of more hardcore punky stuff, which then became more elaborate in terms of its arrangements, which finally led him up to the point of making stuff like Eureka. And you just don't know what he's gonna come up with next, which is one of his major assets. That song, Something Big, was a Burt Bacharach tune, and I don't think an orchestral pop linked program could exist without a reference to Burt Bacharach somewhere in there. And I think we should continue that theme, and we should also just, I think, equilibrate the male to female ratio of voices that have been on the show so far. I think that's a good thing to do. I've got to be honest with you. I'm an equal opportunities chap, and we've had too many blokes singing, and now it's time for two of my all-time favourite vocalists alongside each other. The first that you'll hear is Dusty Springfield with a Burt Bacharach song, I Just Don't Know What to Do with Myself. And you can hear the orchestral bombast that was probably, I would say, maybe a hangover from the big band days, you know, where, I don't know, Duke Ellington would sort of be the conductor and band leader of a brassy, really loud, bombastic band that could do slow dances and get people swinging as well. And you hear a lot of that on early 60s pop arrangements still, and you'll hear that a little later as well with some of the songs. And so we'll hear that, and then we'll go into somebody who, if I ever got onto the radio, I would always want to play on the radio, and that's Ella Fitzgerald. So hopefully you have reacclimatized and are ready for the amazing, husky, beautiful voice of Dusty Springfield.
I just don't know what to do with myself. Don't know just what to do with myself. And now that we're through, I just don't know what to do with my time. I'm so lonesome for you, it's a crime. Going to a movie only makes me sad. Parties make me feel as bad when I'm not with you. I just like a summer rose, needs a sun and rain. I need your sweet love to be all pain. I just don't know what to do with myself. I just don't know what to do with myself. Like a summer rose, it needs a sun and rain. I need your sweet love to feed all the pain. I don't know just what to do with myself. I don't know just what to do with myself. Baby, if you knew.
Hi, Mark Riley here. Now, you know me. I don't like to blow me on trumpet. I don't even like talking about blowing me on trumpet. To be honest, I don't even like other people talking about me not talking about blowing me on trumpet. But...
Hi, Mark. It's Jonathan from Everything Everything here. You know you've designed all our stage clothes so far, and our underwear and our pyjamas and all that. We need some new gear for the big show. I was thinking maybe you can just dash us something off. Maybe gold boiler suits with cherries on.
So if you want to hear me not blowing me on trumpet, tune into my show on Six Music. Monday to Thursday evenings, 7 till 9.
Well, Mark, it's Mel, just regarding your, the outside of the house that you want painting. Sorry I've not been in touch. I've been mad busy, not been getting home till late, but I'll definitely call on you. Bye.
How did that get in there?
Major to minor, every time we say goodbye. Major to minor, every time we say goodbye.
That's Every Time We Say Goodbye by Ella Fitzgerald. One of the purest voices that modern popular music has produced over the last century, in my opinion. I'm Paul Smith. I am standing in for Guy Garvey. I sometimes sing in a band called Maxymore Park. He sings in a band called Elbow. I am here presenting to you a lot of orchestrally inclined songs from my own record collection, things that I have a special affection for. And the reason why we are involved with orchestral stuff is because of BBC Six's connection with the BBC Radio 3 proms at the Royal Albert Hall I should be able to pronounce the Royal Albert Hall because I once played there with Maximo Park, but obviously that was a while ago and I have slipped up there. Okay, anyway, at this particular event, which you can listen to tomorrow night from 9 o'clock with Steve Lamack and Tom Service from Radio 3, you'll be able to hear stuff which has been arranged by our next artist on the show, Anna Meredith, and she's arranged some music for Laura Marling and the Stranglers, and she is a very talented person. She's been working with I think the Scottish National Youth Orchestra, although I might be slightly wrong because I haven't Wikipedia'd that, but I do know a little bit about her. She released an EP called Black Prince Fury, which the next song is from, last year, and we got in touch with her at Maximo Park headquarters and asked her to do a remix for our song The National Health, which she did, and if you are interested in that, you can check it out somewhere in the internet, on the line, as they don't say. And she is really, I think, a very, very inventive person, inventive composer with sounds. You know, I think that she manages to take a kind of classical approach and bring it right up to date. And this indeed is being buzzed over on the internet, I'm sure, everywhere. And I think the band Falls, who are a Six Music favourite, I think they use it as their intro music. So perhaps you could envisage a band coming out from the dry ice to this song. This is Nautilus by Anna Meredith.
Thank you.
There you go. That's Anna Meredith with Nautilus, bringing us right up to date with a current exciting producer and composer and arranger. We're going to go into, well, something that's quite recent, but is actually from the original, was on the Hegira record by Joni Mitchell. This is a song called Amelia, and it's one of my favourite songs of all time, if I had to choose, if I was forced. The lyric is amazing. The opening lines are some of my favourite opening lines, and I won't fumble over them here. I'll just let the song unfold and let you listen to it. But this song is a very moving song, and after Anna Meredith has just blasted us all away with that Foghorn Requiem there, I think it's time to be a bit more sedate, reflective, and enter the unique world of Joni Mitchell. This is Amelia.
I was driving across the burning desert when I spotted six dead planes, leaving six white vapor trails across the bleak terrain, like the hexagram of the heavens, like the strings of my guitar. Amelia, it was just a false alarm. The drone of flying engines is a song so wild and scrambles time and seasons if it gets through to you. Then your life becomes a travelogue full of picture postcard charms. Amelia, it was just a false alarm. People will tell you where they've gone. They'll tell you where to go, but till you get there yourself, you never really know. And where some have found the paradise, others just come to harm. Was just a false alarm. I wish that he was here tonight. It's so hard to obey the sad request of me to kindly stay away. So this is how I hide the hurt, as the road leads cursed and charmed. I tell Amelia it was just a false alarm. She was swallowed by the sky or by the sea. Like me, she had a dream to fly. Like Icarus ascending on beautiful
familiar. It was just a false alarm. Maybe I've never really loved. I guess that is the truth. I've spent my whole life in clouds at icy altitudes and looking down on everything. I crashed into his arms. Amelia, it was just a false alarm. I pulled into the Cactus Tree Motel to shower off the dust, and I slept on the strange pillows of my wanderlust. I dreamed of 747s over geometric piles. Dreams. Dreams and false alarms.
Count, cause mama, I'm sure hard to hell and I yes around. Action speaks louder than word, and I'm a man with a great experience. I know you got you another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I wanna prove every word I say. I'm advertising love for free, so won't you place your ad with me? Boys will call my dime by the dozen, but that ain't nothing but 10 cent love. Pretty little thing, let me light your count, cause mama, I'm sure hard to hell and I yes around. Baby, here I am, I'm a man on the scene. I can give you what you want, just come go home with me. Some good old loving, and I got better in store. When I get through throwing it on you, you got to come back for more. Boys will call my dime by for loving, but that ain't nothing but drugstore love. Pretty little thing, let me light the counter, called mama, I'm sure hard to hell and I yes around.
That's the inspirational Otis Redding with Hard to Handle. And you will have heard the Memphis horns in there, whether you knew it or not, who were the in-house horn section for the Stax record label and featured on loads of other great records by people like Isaac Hayes, Sam and Dave. And you'll also hear bits of their work in other people's more recent songs, in sampled things, and more of which later we'll have some sort of sampled and samplable songs and hip-hoppy kind of things to close the show. But that's a little carrot for you to stay tuned. This is Guy Garvey's Finest Hour, hosted by Paul Smith for 1 week only while Guy's away. You ended the last hour, if you've been with us, with the opulent lull of Amelia by the inimitable Joni Mitchell, who re-recorded lots of her songs on a double album called Travelogue, which that song was taken from. And they were all done with a big orchestra, and her voice has aged in a really amazing way, I think, probably due to abusing her voice with cigarettes. But either way, it's turned out nice in the vocal range. For some people, Joni Mitchell is one of those voices that puts them off listening to the music, which is, you know, her guitar tunings and her lyrics are really beautiful. And we're going to continue along a similar theme with two people whose voices I love, but are also the voices that divide opinion, is what I'm trying to say. And they've both experimented with various things in the musical department. We're going to hear Morrissey, first of all, with just strings, I think a string quartet, and you don't often think of Morrissey with a string quartet, so I thought I would slip that in there. And you'll hear Bjork as well, who is fearless and incredible, and she'll be showing us her amazing brass arrangements with the Anchor Song. But first of all, this is Morrissey, Mozza, Manchester's own, with Angel, Angel, Down We Go Together.
It's one of those gigs where you just can't sum up exactly what's going to happen. It's going to be magical, really, just seeing how the two forms of music come together.
From the world of Radio 3, the London Sinfonietta.
And from the world of Six Music, the Stranglers, Laura Marling and Kerris Matthews. This Monday night from 9, join Tom Service and me, Steve Lamack, from the Royal Albert Hall for the Six Music Prom. Live on BBC Radio 3 and Six Music.
Thank you. to the bottom. Where I'm staying, this is my home. This is my
home. Was the anchor song by Bjork from her debut album called Debut. And before that you heard Morrissey with Angel Angel Down We Go Together from Viva Hate. And they're two of my pivotal albums of my teens and probably turned me on to lots of other music in the process of consuming them. Right, we are listening to lots of orchestral manoeuvres in the dark, if you're listening to this in the dark, or orchestral manoeuvres in the twilight and so on and so on. Depends when you're listening. You can always listen again to this show. I'm pre-recording it in a studio in Newcastle, so whatever I say is kind of irrelevant, but it is quite dark in here. Anyway, we're doing all of this because the whole show is linked because BBC Six has managed to forge a partnership with its brethren and so on at Radio 3. And tomorrow night you can hear Steve Lamacq presenting a programme with Radio 3's Tom Service about the proms and everything that's going on, and there's lots of collaborations between people and all from the Royal Albert Hall. So that is essentially why you are hearing lots of things with strings and horns. Moving on, I did mention earlier on that there are prime sampling material. There is prime, get your tense right, there is prime sampling material in amongst plenty of these songs that I've been playing, and you can hear on this next song something that might be very familiar to you, or it might not if you've shunned popular culture over the last 10 or 15 years, but you will hear a hip-hop beat in the middle of this already very funky and brilliantly brassy, orchestrally manoeuvred song. I'm definitely stretching the orchestral manoeuvres in the dark metaphor right now. I am aware of that, listener, and you will be absolutely, you would be right in thinking that I've started to ramble. So the best thing to do is to play Labby Siffre's I Got The. Yeah. That's Labby Siffrey with a song called I Got The. I don't know what he's got, but I have a huge suspicion that it's the funk. Anyway, if you were listening to that about 2 minutes in, you would have heard the beat to The Real Slim Shady by Eminem. And that's an amazing beat. And it's down to Labby Siffrey, a guy who I associate with his huge mega 80s hit called Something Inside So Strong. Where I had no idea how funky Labby was at that stage. he is undoubtedly a funky man. Well, we've had some funk, so it's time to get quite classical and listen to the Balanescu Quartet. We're going to play another slightly riddlesome guessing game now. I'd like to think you'd be able to recognise this next song, since it's also been appropriated in a song by a band called Coldplay, who you may have heard of. So you can guess the song, and I'm just going to play it. Thank you. That's Hell Is Round the Corner by Tricky, featuring the beautiful vocals of Martina Topley Bird. I would like to play that one because it for when I was young, I had Max NK on CD, and it was a brilliant record, and I always preferred that song to Glory Box by Portishead, which I'm sure a lot of people out there will be screaming no at the radio. But I always like that one. I do like the sound of Martina Topley Bird's voice, and I like Tricky's rapping style on that. And the sample that they both used was from Ike's Rap 2 by Isaac Hayes, who we've already mentioned earlier on when we were talking about the Stax Memphis Horns. Before you heard Tricky, you heard the Balanescu Quartet, and we played a little game. Young and old out there could have played this game, and I asked you who the song was by, what song it was originally, and it was the Balanescu Quartet playing Kraftwerk's Computer Love, famously, I suppose, sampled by Coldplay in one of their songs. I am going to move entirely away from the sampling and the beats that we've just heard from Tricky and go from trip-hop to chamber-pop in one fell swoop and cleanse your musical palette, listeners. This is a zombie, not a real zombie. It's Colin Blunstone, who was in The Zombies. That's my best Alan Partridge link so far, I think. And Colin Blunstone released an amazing solo record called 1 Year, and he wrote a song each month of the year and came up with an album that is full of lovely orchestral flourishes. And this may well be the best one on the record. This is Say You Don't Mind by Colin Blunstone.
That I've been in your eyes some kind of fool. What I do, what I did, stupid fish, I drank the pool. I've been doing some dying, now I'm doing some trying. So say don't mind, and let me off this time. I came into this scene when my dreams were getting bad. And who rides with the tide and who's glad with what it had? I've been doing some whining, now I'm doing some finding. So say don't mind, you let me off this time. I'm blind. Something inside. Say you don't mind. So bad that a doormat sees better times. That's a time to get back and think up some better line. I've been doing some growing, but I'm scared where you're going. So say you don't mind, you let me off this time. This time.
All right, Sean.
All right, Russell Brand. Great to see you again.
It's good to see you, mate. You look a lot healthier than I remembered. You look like you've never been fat, and it's given you a twinkle.
Oh, I'm flattered you remember me. And I must say, my radio program's a lot healthier than perhaps it was when you last heard it as well.
What is it that you do? Is it mostly your impression of Burgess Meredith from Rocky 1 and 2?
You pathetic, you got nothing to call yourself a boxer. Come on, drop and give me 50.
Adrian!
Maybe that could improve.
Let's not forget. Great. You know, me and John, you know, we should just sit there and play the guitars.
Very good.
Oh, Russell. Don't look at me like that. I know what you're thinking. And of course you can.
Okay, all right. Really good.
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show. Weekday mornings from 7.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
That's The Valleys by Electra Lane. And before that, you heard Colin Blunstone with Say You Don't Mind. And since we're having an orchestral special on Guy Garvey's Finest Hour, for 1 week only, hosted by me, Paul Smith, from Maximo Park, I wanted to try and convey the idea of an orchestra of voices, the choir, because I guess a lot of things that I associate with orchestras still have arrangements for many voices. And it was interesting when Electra Lane, who obviously are known for more, I don't know what you would call it, sort of post-punky, kraut-rocky, charging pop, avant-garde pop, if anything, who are very good at that. They managed to bring in, and I think it was the Chicago A Cappella Orchestra, who, because they were working in Chicago with Steve Albini when they recorded The Valleys, they got those guys in, and it's quite an amazing effect, because I guess, you know, when people are talking about alternative music and whatnot, they're not necessarily expecting somebody to come out with something so grand and something quite unconventional to go with your sort of loud guitars and so on. So after Electra Lane, I think it's time for one of my favorite songs by one of my favorite artists, David Sylvian. He has been an amazing sort of collator of influences since he was in Japan in the late 70s, early 80s. He just seemed to be a kind of a musical magpie, but all the time everything centered around this beautiful, rich voice, which I think has got a lot better with age, it has to be said. And he now feels like he's, you know, he can kind of do anything, really. I'd put him with Scott Walker in the kind of great modern voices that I like. And on this record, you can hear Ryuichi Sakamoto, who's a brilliant piano player. And after this song, we'll segue seamlessly, but maybe slightly tenuously, into an Aphex Twin song, which features a kind of Eric Satie-style piano, which, again, when I was compiling stuff for this episode of Guy Garvey's Finest Hour, I tried to get a range of different things from all different parts of the symphonic world, and obviously, you know, a Moonlight Sonata begins on a piano, and Aphex Twin, known for his harsh electronic sounds, struck a quite a different note on the song that you'll hear after David Sylvian. So hopefully the links will be apparent in some shape or form. First, David Sylvian, Let the Happiness In. Thank you.
watching the ships roll in. I'm longing for the agony to stop.
Thank you.
That's a breathtaking piece of music, in my opinion. That's Aphex Twin and Avril 14th. Right, we've heard a lot of classical things this evening on the orchestral special, but we mustn't forget about the sweeping strings of soul and disco, and that is why we're going to hear Marlena Shaw's California Soul next, which I first heard on a soul jazz compilation. I think it was called Philly Roots, but I don't have my copy anymore, and I don't know where it's gone. So if you're listening and you have my copy, please get in touch. This is Marlena Shaw with California Soul.
Like a sound you hear that lingers in your ear, but you can't forget from sundown to sunset. Nah. It's all in the air, you hear it everywhere. No matter what you do, it's gone. It's really
That's Marlena Shaw with California Soul, and it's time for me to leave you, listeners. This has been Guy Garvey's Finest Hour with me, Paul Smith, from Maximo Park, standing in for him, and I would like to thank you for your time spent with me, and if you have any time tomorrow night to listen to BBC Six and Radio 3, joining forces at the Royal Albert Hall, Steve Lamacq and Tom Service will be with you from 9 o'clock, and you can listen to all of the amazing goings-on that are happening there. Right, now that song, Marlena Shaw's California Soul, was sampled in this next song. And since when this is broadcast, it will be nearing midnight, then it seems appropriate. This goodbye from me is called Midnight in a Perfect World, and it's by the innovative DJ Shadow. Good night.
Insight, foresight, more sight. The clock on the wall reads a quarter past midnight.
Think about it and understand it.
Why don't you?
Introducing Mixtape.
Right now,
it's Don Letts.
Ready on the left, ready on the right. Turn up that sound because it's round about midnight, and this is Culture Clash Radio. For the next 2 hours, I'm your guide for a musical ride that across time, space, and genres. So you'll be hearing from, amongst others, Aluna George, Naz, Sparks, Rhythm Riders, JJ Doom, Luscious Jackson, The Beat, and George Clinton. Now you know the coup and what I do. There's not too much talk and even less technique. Just taste and tunes. So let's head to the French Quarter, New Orleans for a cut from That's It, the new album by the Preservation Hall Jazz Band. From said release, this is August Nights.
Summer showers underway, calling out to my yesterday. In a dream, steam rolling in, thinking back on us again. Songs that you'd sing, all the love you
Summer showers underway, washing out all my yesterday. Like a prize I'll never win, melodies all soaked in gin. Songs that you'd sing